We have come to this Sunday, which, of course, is very important in the liturgy of the Church. It is the third Sunday of Advent, and as usual, the Sundays are named by the first words of the introit of the Mass of the day. So, it is called Gaudete Sunday, coming from the introit, which is also very similar to the epistle of St. Paul the Apostle to the Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say, rejoice. And in the epistle, St. Paul recommends to us to not be afraid, to not be solicitous, because the Lord is coming. The Lord is coming for our salvation, to give us his life, his grace. And this, of course, is signified by the gift that St. John the Baptist gives to the people of Jerusalem and throughout the Jordan and many other cities. The gift of, for him, the penitential baptism, which was a prophecy of the baptism that Christ would give us. And so our Lord had commanded him to do this. And the Pharisees and scribes and so forth did not understand it, because they knew that this was part of the salvation of Christ. But they did not recognize that St. John the Baptist was Christ. And of course, he says the truth. I am not he. I am not the one. I am not the Christ. I am not Elias or any other prophet. I am the one, the voice. And it's interesting because the fathers of the Church make a comparison of this. Our Lord is the Word. Of course, some of this comes from the prologue of St. John's Gospel, the Gospel that we have just heard, which we say at almost every Mass, at the end of Mass. And there, too, St. John is spoken of by St. John, the evangelist, the beloved disciple, the cousin of our Lord also. And St. John the Baptist, who was also a relative of our Lord, he also is prepared by God and by the Blessed Mother at the visitation when she brings Jesus to him, to St. Elizabeth, and to St. Zachary. And at the moment she spoke, as we shall see later on in the season, at that moment the child, that is St. John the Baptist, leaped for joy because he was freed from original sin by the presence of our Lord. And so, throughout the Gospels and throughout the readings of today, St. Paul and St. John the Evangelist commend to us to make our prayers be known to God. It is that which answers prayers, to make your prayers be known to God. And of course, we have intercessors in heaven, as we also have some on earth, when we ask each other to pray for us. That is a very healthy, spiritually healthy and wonderful thing. Well, we also help those of us who are already in heaven, like the Blessed Mother and St. Joseph and St. John the Baptist and St. Stephen and so forth. All the plethora of saints and the plethora of angels that are in heaven, beseeching God for our intentions. And so St. John answers, and they do not know what to make. He is not the Christ. Well, what is he then? And he basically tells them, not only am I not him, but there is one among you, right there in the crowd, whom you do not recognize. He is the one whose sandals I am not worthy to unlatch. He is there. and you do not recognize him. And nothing has changed in the world. Nothing has changed in the world. How many, maybe some even here, do not recognize Christ, do not accept him, do not worship him, do not bend the knee at him? And each and every one of us needs to answer for him or herself. Do I recognize Christ? Do I believe in Christ? Do I worship Christ with my whole heart and with my whole soul, with my whole being? And so, we need to recognize him. Now, St. John tells us, the baptism that I have is just by water. It is a foretaste, but it is not the real baptism, but he will baptize you. And he will baptize you, as we see later, not only with water, but with fire, with the Holy Spirit. And the fire symbolizes the Holy Spirit, as we well know. But the fire also symbolizes judgment, because he comes to save us, but he also comes to be our judge. And it is that which we await for the future. But at the very moment that we die, we shall be judged by God according to our deeds, good or bad. We shall be judged, and we will realize whether we have truly worshipped him or have we offended him by our disobedience to his law and to his church. And so today we have so many lessons to learn, not enough time to understand or to explain them all. Again, I recommend to each and every one of you to read these readings and propers throughout the week, before and after the Sunday, so that you may really rejoice in that which he has given to us. But we also, as we hear these readings and these sacred words of Christ and the Holy Trinity through the chosen writers, we also need to recognize that he is the Lord, that he is speaking to us, and that he wants us to rejoice. This is the third Sunday in Advent. In just 1 week, and in this year, 1 week and 1 day, we shall be celebrating the great arrival, the Advent, the first coming of the Son of God and the Son of the Immaculate Ever Virgin Mary. In the portal of Bethlehem, in the manger where the cattle ate, because he is the food of life. In the darkness which he then illumines. In the loneliness of the countryside, inhabited only by animals and shepherds. But then all of a sudden, angels appear and appear to those shepherds, and entrusting them the message, as we must entrust it to you. And they sing glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. And they illumine the darkness of the night, and the different visionaries and persons in the church throughout the last 2,000 years that have enjoyed a very close relationship with God have told us that it has been revealed to them and by the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph that at the moment the child Jesus was born, the cave and all the surrounding area was illumined by countless, which means that could not be counted because there were so many, of angels coming to worship the Son of God who has been born, the Son of Man, the Son of Mary. What a wonderful gift it is. How much should we not thank him and bend the knee and adore him. And with Mary and Joseph, honor and worship God become man, Jesus Christ our Lord. He is the one. And so today, as we celebrate Gaudete Sunday, we celebrate the coming of our Lord in just 9 days or less. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If the ushers have made known or given out the novenas, there's a bunch of them up here. Please make sure that everybody has a copy of the novena, please, right now.